So if you have your Bibles, we ask if you will to turn to the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, I'm going to read verse 1, and then I'll jump to verse 14 through 17. The Bible reads, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp." Verse 14, "I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone." Supporting scripture, Psalms 55 and 22 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Another supporting scripture this morning, great invitation coming from Jesus himself, Matthew 11 and 28, says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought, you don't have to bear the burden alone. You don't have to bear the burden alone. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But despite that, God is still blessing us. Anybody glad to be blessed by God this morning? There is always a reason to give thanks. And I thank God this morning because he is yet still blessing us. Hallelujah. You want to get personal? He's blessing me. Hallelujah. You got to get personal every now and then and let the Lord know that you realize and you understand that it's not by any merits of your own, not anything that you've done so special. You are just nothing but a dirty, filthy rag in the eyesight of God. But think about what God did for this rag. God went to Calvary and died on the cross for this rag that you see right here and allowed his blood to come streaming down and went into the grave. And on the third day, they tell me that he got up out the grave. Tell me we don't have something to thank God for this morning. Anybody got anything to thank the Lord for? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have been blessed to come and to assemble ourselves on this, the first Sunday of December. Our minds and our thoughts are consumed with the holidays. We're making plans and we're sharing in fellowship with banquet feasts. And many would say that they are getting ready for Christmas. I thought about that the other day. I thought about that, and that's not the message for today. But I wonder, Brigida, when we talk about getting ready for Christmas, if we were really getting ready for Christmas, we'd be getting ready every day. Because Jesus is Jesus every day. I thank God I serve a God that just don't exist on one day out of a year. Because all of those other days, how many of you need the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to be already ready. But yet, There are those that are making preparations and getting ready for Christmas. On the moral standpoint, if you were to ask me this morning, am I ready? Not morally. House still dirty. Decorations still in the attic and in the basement. But the spiritual Christmas, I stay ready. I got up ready this morning. I laid down ready last night. Anybody in here with me? You better know enough about Jesus to know that it's not what's wrapped up in the box. It's not what come in a bag, but it's what deep down in the depths of your heart that's going to hold you and hold out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Christmas time. A happy time, a festive time, a time of family, friends, and of course, good food. And yet, for many, it brings sadness. For many, it brings dread. And we began to ponder and to think about loved ones that are gone. And there are those that were saved because of such and such. Ever since she's been gone, ever since he's been gone, Christmas is not the same. But I wonder how many of you, I had to learn how to not worry about those that are going on, but continue to live the life that God has given me and continue to try to draw the family together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Christmas ought to be a time when we ought to be able to come together. And even though, you know, we're living in some bad time, but you know, we had a mindset you wasn't going to do much no way, no how. We just using this situation that we're in now to justify why you're not doing nothing this year. But last year when things were a little bit better, you didn't give nothing. Let's be real with it. You know how it is. We'll use any excuse to get over and to get by. But God knows our heart. God knows our mind. And there are a whole lot of folks that can't afford a lot of things, but because it's Christmas. Because they love their family, because they've learned from way back when how to make a sacrifice and how to do whatever you can to make our little babies happy. You know, we got caught up in a thing of making our babies happy, and it's all right to make them happy, but teach them about Jesus. I tell you, Jesus lasts much longer than any toy that you can buy at the store. Jesus lasts much longer than any clothes that you get in the department store. I don't care whether you get it from a cheap store or an expensive store. Jesus is going to outlast it. I'm sure that as we are going through this economical crisis, that there are many that are saying that my money is tight. Employment is slim to none. So it's times like these when we, the people of God, learn how to pray even the harder. The Bible says men should always pray, pray without ceasing. So we already know that we should always continue to pray. But we need to understand this morning that this is a good time for us to pray for one another. Pray for those that are dreading this time of year. Pray for those that are stressed out. There are folk that are stressed out this morning. There are those that are so depressed because the holidays bring on depression. And when they bring on that depression, it's a hard thing when you go in and you see loved ones and there's a sad look on their face. You can see the sadness in their eyes, and there's nothing that you can do to change that. A box is not going to change that. No, the way we love money, money can't change when you're so depressed and you're so downhearted that you don't feel like nobody cares. Anybody ever found or been in a situation where you thought you were all by yourself? There's some folk that are looking at this season as a time that I'm going to be alone. When families ought to come together, I have no family to come to share with me. I have nobody to let me know that they really care about me. I have nobody that will say that they'll go beyond and above to do something to help me along the way. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here this morning? Anybody ever realize that there are things that are happening in your life that can depress you to the point where you'll walk around with your head hung down? And you'll drag yourself along and you're troubled and you're perplexed and you're in despair. But I come by to tell you this morning, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. You got to understand this morning that what you're going through is not going to last always. And the main thing is you don't have to bear the burden alone. You need to know this morning that there is somebody that will help you. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I'm glad that despite all the things that are going on in the world, I can still hold on to the faith that I got in God. I can still trust God to be there, to be the supplier of every need. The Bible said that he shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So there's no shortage when it comes to God. There's no scarceness when it comes to God. God has everything that we need. When we consider the things that are happening in the world, we can honestly say that we are living in the last days. The signs are evident, wars and rumors of wars, hate and envy, and our love has grown cold for one another. Earthquakes and devastating hurricanes, and we are just short of an economical depression. But how many of us understand that out of all of the homelessness and the unemployment that is on the rise, that there's still a God somewhere? How many of you understand and believe that the God that you serve is able to go beyond your predicament and make a blessing out of your life? How many of you understand this morning that there was a time when you didn't know how to wait on God, but God taught you how to wait on him? You learn how to go down to God on bending knees and to pray that God's will be done in your life. That there's somebody in here this morning that realized that you got to go through on this side of life. For the Bible says in this life, ye shall have trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. You can't give up. You got to continue to look to the hills of Zion. Sometimes we have to push ourselves beyond our predicament and not allow our circumstances to dictate what our next move is going to be. Sometimes your circumstances may tell you to throw your hands up and give up in despair. Sometimes your circumstances may tell you that you brought this all on yourself and nobody cared. But I come to tell you, tell that devil he is a liar. I might have made a mistake along the way, but the God that I serve is a merciful God. The Bible said that his mercy endureth forever and forever. How many of you thank God for his mercy this morning? I found out that God is the one that I can always depend on. When everything else falls apart, I can depend on God. When I don't have a dime in my pocket, I can depend on God. How many of you ever been broke and hungry, but God still fed you? How many of you ever been down and out and didn't know how ends were going to meet, but you called on the name of the Lord? See, somebody got to know how to call on God. Somebody got to stand in the gap. Somebody got to say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Somebody got to say, I don't care what I'm look like on the outside. You can't see what I got on the inside. And don't judge the book by the cover. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and then you may have your head hung down. Every now and then, blessing, you might get a little sick. But when you dig down in the depths of your soul, hallelujah, there's healing. You know what? I'm getting excited up here. I'm getting excited because Jesus has been too good to me. Somebody's on the verge of giving up. Somebody ready to throw your hands up and say, I'm tired of it all. But I stopped by to tell you to hang on in there. Don't let nobody fool you. God is still on your side. Somebody said in the word of God, does God care? I say, yes, he cares. He cares so much for me. Cares so much for you that God allowed his son to die for us. We got to learn how to support one another. We got to learn how to encourage one another. Got to tell somebody you can make it. Things are going to get better than what they are. God does care. Is there a witness in the house this morning that really know that they need the Lord? Anybody need somebody? You got to ask yourself the question, will God be on my side? I stop by to tell you he's on your side. He's right there every step of the way. The Bible says, he'll never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Now, our thought this morning is that you don't have to bear the burden alone. A burden. A burden is a heavy load or weight. A burden is a weight that can be a literal burden or anything that you carry that weighs you heavy on you and weigh you down. You know how it is sometimes. We got all kind of burdens. It's not always a financial burden. You know, that's the only thing we think about is our financial situation. My financial situation is a mess. But I thank God that I serve a great God that don't need dollar bills, don't need a credit card, don't need the bank on that street, don't need the bank down in Charlotte. But he got all of the resources in his hand. And he said, if I get hungry, he got cattle upon a thousand hills. He said that if I don't have bread to eat, that he is the bread of life. He said that if I get sick in my body and I don't have any medical program, he said, I healeth all of thine diseases. By thy stripes are we healed. If you believe in the power of God, sometimes you can't make it to the doctor, but I thank God that Dr. Jesus was there in my bedroom. Dr. Jesus is in your living room. Dr. Jesus is walking up and down the street every now and then. You might be up 1 minute and down the next minute. But when you're down and you feel like you're almost out, remember that you're laid on your back, but you're looking up to the hill from which cometh your help. And if you call on your Jesus, say, Lord, I need just a little strength, a little more power. I want to get out this bed this morning. I'm not going to let the devil rob me of my opportunity to get up and serve the Lord thy God. I don't care who is in the firehouse this morning. You might not like this, but God wants everybody to lift up holy hands. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Can we get together this morning? Can we get on one accord this morning? Somebody ought to say, yeah, in the power of the Lord. Anybody got any burdens? Let me tell you something. If you don't have any burden and you want to know what it feels like to be burdened down, I got a few in my pocket that I can take out and share with you. If you don't like those in my pocket, I got some burdens on the back of my neck that is worrying me. But it don't worry me to despair. It don't worry me to depression. I don't get in caught up and get ready to give up. But I go down on my knee. I call on the name of the Lord. I said, oh Lord, hear my prayer. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and I make a little noise. For as for me and my house, we're going to call on God. We're going to call him in the morning. We're going to call him in the evening. In the midday hour, somebody ought to call on Jesus. I come to tell you that every now and then, your so-called friend might pull you in the back, might call you anything but a child of God, may say that you're not nothing, but I come to tell you, don't fight your own battle, but look in the 55th Psalm, and the Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Anybody in the house want to trust the power of God? There's no hurt like a Holy Ghost hurt. There's no hurt like hurt in the church. If you ever been hurt by any of your friends, you know what I'm talking about. But the Bible says, don't get envious. Don't roll up your sleeve. Don't try to fight your battle. But let the Lord fight your battle. There was a time when the people of God, as blessed as we are, we complain all the time. We are just like the Israelites. Moses did all that he knew how to do. When you go to the book of Numbers and you look in the 11th chapter, you heard about a man named Moses. Moses was standing in the gap. Moses got tired of all of the complaining. Moses got tired of all of the bickering. You know how it is? We take little petty things and take them all out of proportion. And we say this thing and that thing. And he said and she said. And they said.
will tell they and she and he to come here and see me. Because I got news for them this morning that I don't have to worry. I got God on my side. Moses said, Lord, I wish you'd take my very life out of all that I showed the people of God. You done delivered them one time after another, but here they are complaining again. They always complaining. I don't care how God bless us. We always find a reason to complain. If God pick you up in the morning, you say, God, you came too early. If God don't stop by your house, you say, didn't nobody come and see about me. I don't care how you try to please us. We are never satisfied. But I'm glad that I serve a God that looks down in my life. The Bible said that Moses said on that occasion, said the load is getting too heavy. I can't bear this burden alone. I need somebody to help me bear the burden. I need somebody to tell me where to go ahead. I need somebody to be on my side. Moses said, I'm tired. All of this fussing, all of this cussing, all of this complaining. I'm tired, Lord. Why you put it all on me? Lord, I thought you loved me, but why you put this burden on me? I want you to take the burden off of me. But the Lord said, I want you to go out and get 70 elders and bring them right here in this place. And I'm going to bless them. And that same spirit that is on you, I'm going to put it on them. You see, if you need some help from God, you can't go out and solicit your own help. You can't handpick folk as you think is right. But you got to let the Lord do the separating. You got to let the Lord choose whomsoever he will. Now, you might not like who God chooses, but that's between God and that individual. But when God said, get up and go, you better get up and go. For the Bible said that Moses said, the burden is too heavy for me. But I wonder if Moses would have been there when Jesus was standing there in Matthew, and Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anybody need rest this morning? You better go to Jesus. You don't have to bear the burden alone. Remember that the Lord is on your side. We remember his death on Calvary. And we share in this holy communion. We eat the bread, which is his body. We drink the juice, which is the blood. And I thank God for the blood of the Lamb. I thank God that I know Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? Somebody need to know Jesus. Somebody need to let the pressure go. Somebody need to get their life together. Is anybody burdened this morning? Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Anybody got any burden? I want you to tell somebody, I'm not worried about my burden, because I don't have to bear the burden alone. I got the Lord on my side. You don't have to bear the burden alone. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand this morning. I stand on a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And the King of glory shall come in. You don't have to bear the burden alone. But God will help you. God will help you to bear your burden. All you got to do is trust in it and call on the name of Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Anybody in here burdened? Anybody got any burdens? Anybody tired? Anybody got anything that you need the Lord to help you get rid of? If you got burdens in your life, bring them to the altar. Bring them to the altar right now. Right now, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. I don't know about them. They didn't hear what I said. They don't act like they got burden. I'm going to take my burden to the Lord every now and then. Every now and then. You can't be holy cute all the time. But you got to take your burden to the Lord our God. Tell God all about it. God knows what you're going through. But you're not going through it all by yourself. The Lord is going to hold you. He's going to keep you. He's going to make everything all right. Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He's everything. He's everything. Take your burden to the Lord our God. Hallelujah. 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 These burdens, they get heavy sometimes. But the Bible says, I'm about finished. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight. Anybody got anything you need to take off you? Take off that hate. Take off that lying tongue. Take off that jealous spirit. Take off that haterism. Put it under your feet. Tell the devil he's a liar. I'm going to stomp on the devil. I'm going to stomp on him. Because I got power from on high. You don't have to bear the burden alone. But our God, God will help you bear your burden. God will see you through. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.